This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor with Professor H.J. Mackinder, International Relations, commenting on now six capitals, points of view in Ukraine conflict. As we approach, we're in the second calendar year, as we approach one full year of combat. Professor, the energy war, along with the gunfire war, has always been the larger story because of the cutoff, the selection cutoff of natural gas from Russia. Some natural gas comes through some members of the EU still, so it's not 100%, but it's certainly sizable, especially to the important economies of Germany, Italy, France, and Britain. That cutoff was always possible to turn all of Europe into a crisis in the winter of 23, where we are now. The first month of winter has passed unusually mild. I spoke to the south of France in these last days, temperatures in the 50s, with daffodils poking through already. Also in the Alps, no snow for skiing from Austria to Italy to Switzerland to France. And in Milano, again, flowers threatening to break through already in January, and mimosa in bloom in Tuscany. And then we go to Britain, where it's reported, London, the temperatures in the 40s or 50s Fahrenheit, but nowhere near the freezing they were most concerned about. And Berlin, it's rainy, it's cloudy, it's gloomy, but it's not snowing. So in the first weeks of the winter, Europe has enjoyed an unusual climate. No one believes it can last forever. What is your measure of the Brussels capital, twin capital of NATO and the EU? But I'm most keen on the EU because there is talk, just talk, from Goldman Sachs that the EU may avoid a recession, and certainly the climate could help.
Well, I think that the talk about recession, it's certainly some of my sources who are looking at the United States say that that the United States economy right now is doing much better than anybody expected and is rather resilient. Obviously, NATO and the EU are terribly important, but they're not at the center of the Ukraine situation. What I think we can say about NATO this week, which is different from last week, is they must be worried, deeply, deeply worried about Washington, D.C., because the situation there was not great to begin with. But if we have a tremendous political theater and circus about what may be very grave violations of laws, we're not going to be able to focus on Ukraine. NATO is beginning to supply serious weapons, and the Guardian newspaper of London, of which I'm very fond, they most uncharacteristically had an article today calling for Britain to arm herself so that she could actually defend herself with the United States. And in this article, at least, there was no paragraph blaming everything on the United States. It was actually an article about Ukraine and Europe. Now, the most significant thing that's happened in the last week is the Mr. Kishida from Tokyo has signed an alliance with Britain, which permits each side, the Brits, to station troops in Tokyo and the Japanese to station troops in Britain. I should also point out that the new Japanese fighter, it was an F-3, was the last designation I saw for it, but they're now working with the people who are designing the Tempest fighter in England, and they're going to pool with Japan, and Italy is also going to join in on this. And what strikes me about it is that the United States is not involved, and this is good. It's good for Japan to have an independent role as an ally, but not as a client of the United States. And Britain is, as European countries go, they're sort of all right. I think that Sunak, who concluded this agreement with Kishida, is he's certainly no Churchill, but sadly, Biden is not remotely a Roosevelt. And leadership is desperately needed. And I think that we have to take leadership where we can get it. And the Brits are perhaps, they have their defense minister, Ben Wallace, is actually very, very good, although he keeps a low profile. I'm not so sure about people higher up, but certainly they have as good a government as anybody does in Europe, and they have very, very good intelligence and analytical abilities, but they have no real force, although they're strengthening themselves. But the most important thing really is that Europe is now, compared to a year ago, she is stirring and rubbing her eyes. She's realizing that America is not going to do this whole thing. And in fact, that there's a danger that America may fall apart and that she will then have to deal with it. But meanwhile, at the other end of Eurasia, a new situation is developing, which is the greatest significance.
Professor H.J. Mackinder, international relations, commenting on six capitals. He's pointed ahead to Tokyo, but we're going to D.C. next. Six capitals in Ukraine conflict, with the weather still mild in Europe, but there's no confidence, can be no confidence in weather as a response to a deliberate policy by Russia to make people poorer and certainly unhealthy with the climate that is ordinary through January, February, and March in Northern Europe. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.